decay, and it has nothing to do with daily oral hygiene. So before you are forced to be on medication for life or spending outrageous amounts of money at the dentist, you've got to see this right now. A clinically proven, soft mineral that melts in your mouth will remineralize and feed your gums with oxygen to restore teeth and gums almost overnight, regardless of age or medical condition. It worked so well the dental industry has been in absolute shock on how well it treated the real root cause and not just symptoms. More than one...
Today, I'll share five profound Buddhist lessons about aging that will completely shift your perspective. These truths are not bitter. They are powerful, liberating, and even beautiful. Once you embrace them, you'll begin to experience aging not as a loss, but as an unfolding of something deeper, something richer. So stick with me, because what you'll learn today might just change the way you see the rest of your life. 1. You will be forgotten faster than you think. And that's okay. One of the hardest truths to accept is this. You will be forgotten sooner than you think. The career you built, the home you cherished, the stories you told, over time, they will fade from memory. At first, this realization can feel heartbreaking. We spend our lives striving to make a difference, believing that our efforts will leave a lasting mark. But time moves forward, with or without us. Our children get busy, our friends have their own lives, and eventually, the world turns its attention elsewhere. Yet Buddhism offers a beautiful perspective on this truth. The Buddha often spoke about anatta, the doctrine of no self. The idea that we are fixed, permanent beings is an illusion. Just as waves rise and fall in the ocean, so too do we arise and pass away, leaving ripples that merge into the great flow of life. Our goal should not be to be remembered, but to be fully present in each moment. There's a well-known Zen story that illustrates this truth beautifully. A wise old monk lived in a remote mountain temple known to villagers for his kindness and wisdom. Over the decades, many sought his advice, and he guided them through their struggles. One day, a young disciple asked, "Master, does it not sadden you that when you pass away, people may forget your name?" The old monk smiled and pointed to a river flowing past the temple. "Tell me," he said, "where is the water that was here yesterday?" The disciple hesitated, unsure how to respond. "It has flowed on," the monk continued. "Yet the river remains." The lesson was clear. It is not the name we leave behind, but the current of our actions, the effect of our kindness, that endures. The river does not cling to its water, just as we should not cling to the illusion of permanence. A Zen monk once said, "A single candle can light 1,000 others without losing its own flame." The kindness, wisdom, and love you share today do not disappear. They live on, not as names in history books, but in the hearts of those you've touched. Think about it. Do you remember the name of every teacher who ever inspired you? Probably not. But their influence shaped you nonetheless. The warmth of a parent's love, the guidance of a mentor, the generosity of a stranger, all these things remain in the fabric of our existence, even if their names slip away. So let go of the need to be remembered. Instead, focus on living well now. Be kind, be present, and let your actions create ripples of goodness in the lives of others. That is how you leave a true legacy. Aging is not about chasing after a name that lingers in history. It's about making every moment meaningful, so that when your time comes, you can go with peace, knowing that the river of your life has nourished others along the way. 2. Your body will betray you, so befriend it instead. Once you could run upstairs without a second thought. Now, your knees protest even a short walk. The body you once trusted now moves with caution, reminding you with each ache that it is not what it used to be. This can feel like a betrayal, but the Buddha would say it is merely nature at work. Just as a tree loses its leaves in autumn, the body too must change. The problem is not aging itself, it's our attachment to youth. We cling to our former selves, resisting the inevitable, and in that resistance we suffer. The path to peace is not in trying to control the uncontrollable, but in learning to adapt with grace. Consider this, your body is not your enemy. It is your oldest companion. It has carried you through every moment of your life. From childhood adventures to adult responsibilities, it has healed from sickness, weathered stress, and adapted to all the burdens you have placed upon it. Instead of resenting it for slowing down, why not show it gratitude? Aging well is not about trying to be who you were. It's about caring for who you are now. Move your body gently. Feed it well. Rest when it needs rest. Treat it as a wise old friend, rather than a failing machine. There's a Buddhist parable that speaks to this beautifully. A monk, growing old, struggled to complete his daily tasks. He had once carried heavy buckets of water from the river, but now his arms shook with the effort. One evening, frustrated with his declining strength, he asked his teacher, "Master, why does my body fail me? It once obeyed my every command." The teacher smiled and handed him a cracked clay pot. "This pot," he said, "once held water without effort. Now it leaks. Does that mean it is useless?" The monk shook his head. "No, master, it still holds some water." "And does that not still serve a purpose?" the teacher asked. "The water that escapes nourishes the earth. The pot is not as it once was, but it is still of use." The old monk nodded in understanding. His body was like the pot. It had changed, but it still had purpose. And so do you. Aging is not about lamenting what has been lost, but recognizing what remains. Perhaps you cannot run as fast, but you can still walk. Perhaps you cannot lift as much, but you can still carry love, wisdom, and experience. Your hands may shake, but they can still reach out in kindness. Instead of seeing your aging body as something that has turned against you, see it as something that has served you faithfully for decades. Your body has been your companion, your vehicle, your protector. It deserves your respect, your care, and your patience. Here's what you can do. Listen to your body, rather than fight it. If it asks for rest, give it rest. If movement is difficult, find gentle ways to keep it active. If it aches, treat it with kindness, not frustration. It is not failing you, it is simply evolving. And most importantly, do not let aging stop you from living fully. A frail body does not mean a frail spirit. As long as you have breath, you have purpose. Think of the elders who inspire you, not because they look young, but because they radiate wisdom and peace. They have accepted the changes, and in doing so, they have freed themselves from suffering. You too can walk this path. So, befriend your body, thank it for all it has done, and walk forward with grace. 3. You can't keep everyone in your life, and that's natural. As you grow older, you will notice something heartbreaking. People drift away. Friends who were once inseparable become distant. Family members who used to call regularly become occasional visitors. Some disappear without reason, leaving only silence where there was once laughter. It's easy to take this personally, to wonder, did I do something wrong? Was I not enough? But Buddhism teaches that everything in life is impermanent, including relationships. People come into our lives when we need them, and they leave when their role in our story is done. Just as the seasons change, so do the people around us. There's a Buddhist parable that illustrates this truth beautifully. A young monk once asked his master, "Why do people leave us when we love them?" The master took him to a quiet riverbank and pointed to the flowing water. "See how the river moves," he said. "Each drop of water flows past us, never staying in one place. Some drops travel together for a while, merging and dancing side by side. Others separate quickly, carried away by the current. The young monk nodded. People are like that, the master continued. Some walk beside us for a short time, others for years, but all must keep moving. It is not their departure that should sadden us, but our refusal to accept that their presence was never meant to be permanent. The monk sat in silence, watching the river, understanding at last that love does not mean ownership. Instead of clinging to what is no longer there, cherish those who remain. Think about it. Have you ever reunited with an old friend after years apart and felt as if no time had passed? That is because the bond you shared was never truly lost. It lived on, untouched by time or distance. Likewise, the people who have left your life did not take away the love or joy they brought you. Their presence shaped you, even if they are no longer around. The love, the laughter, the lessons, they remain. Aging teaches us that relationships evolve. Some fade gently, like the setting sun. Others end abruptly, like a storm passing through. But no matter how they go, they were meaningful in their time. And remember this, even if someone is no longer present, the love you shared does not disappear. It lives on in your heart, woven into the person you have become. So instead of mourning every lost connection, celebrate the ones that endure. Invest your energy in the people who bring you peace and joy. Value the friend who still calls to check in, the neighbor who smiles when you pass by, the grandchild who listens to your stories, and most importantly, don't close your heart to new relationships. There is always room for new friendships, no matter your age. Life is still offering you moments of connection, if only you remain open to them. Let go with grace. Honor what was, appreciate what is, and embrace what is yet to come. That is the way of wisdom. 4. You must accept that you no longer look young, and that's a gift. There comes a moment when you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and realize you no longer look like the person you once were. The skin is softer, the hair grayer, the hands more delicate. Society tells us to fight this, to erase wrinkles, to dye hair, to chase youth at all costs. But what if we saw aging differently? Buddhist philosophy teaches that true beauty is found in wisdom, presence, and kindness, not in flawless skin. Your wrinkles are not flaws, they are the lines of a well-lived life.
You're signing up to a 30-year prison sentence. It makes no sense.
They don't realise that they're actually in prison to the banks. They're a slave to the banks. What happens when the cost of living increases is that lifestyle slips. And that it's frustrating. It must be absolutely daunting every night laying there knowing that you're just walking this tightrope of life.
Further behind, you feel you're falling. What's it going to be like for our kids?
We wish we knew them 10 years earlier.
We have a system and we have an approach.
Your grey hair is not something to be ashamed of. It is a crown of experience. There is a Zen story about an elderly woman who once visited a master known for his wisdom. With sadness in her eyes, she said, "Master, I look in the mirror and do not recognize myself. My beauty has faded. My hair is silver. My skin is lined. I feel invisible." The master smiled and led her to the garden. He pointed at a cherry blossom tree in full bloom and said, "This is beauty, is it not?" She nodded. Then he took her to an ancient pine tree, its bark weathered, its branches twisted with time. "And this," he asked. She hesitated. "It is different, but there is something dignified about it, something strong." The master chuckled. "That is because you have wisdom. A child may only see beauty in the cherry blossom. But with time we learn to appreciate the pine." The woman understood. Her beauty had not faded. It had transformed. Think of the elders you admire. Were they beautiful because they looked young? Or because they carried themselves with dignity, warmth, and wisdom? The twinkle in their eyes, the way they listen with patience, the kindness in their voice, that is real beauty. Let go of the illusion that beauty fades. Beauty transforms. And in your later years, your beauty is found in your presence, your resilience, and the kindness you offer the world. Aging is not a battle to be fought, but a journey to be embraced. Imagine if we saw every wrinkle as a story, every silver strand as a lesson learned. Imagine if we celebrated the wisdom we've gained, instead of mourning the youth we've left behind. There is a certain radiance that only comes with age, the confidence of knowing who you are, the strength of having endured life's storms, the gentleness that comes from understanding others. That is a beauty that no cream or dye can ever replicate. So the next time you catch your reflection and feel tempted to lament what's been lost, pause, look deeper, see the life you've lived, the love you've given, the wisdom you carry, and wear your years with pride, like a garment woven with experience and grace. Because true beauty is not behind you. It is within you right now, in this very moment. 5. You will see more people you love die, but love never dies as the years pass. You will experience loss more frequently. Parents, siblings, friends, even children, one by one, they leave this world, and nothing prepares you for that ache. Grief is not something we get over. It is something we learn to live with. But Buddhism offers a powerful truth. Love does not die. The people you have lost live on in you, in the lessons they taught, the stories they shared, the love they gave. Every time you speak their name, share their wisdom, or carry forward their kindness, they are with you. There is an old Buddhist parable about a woman named Kisa Gutami. When her young son passed away, she was overcome with sorrow. She carried his lifeless body from house to house, begging for medicine that could bring him back to life. Finally, she came to the Buddha, who told her, "Bring me a mustard seed from a home that has never known death." With renewed hope, she knocked on every door in the village, but every family had lost someone, a parent, a child, a friend. By the end of her search, she realized she was not alone in her suffering. Returning to the Buddha, she understood grief is a thread woven into the fabric of life, and no one is spared. We all must face loss. But the love we share that never truly fades. Think about the people you have lost. Maybe it was a parent whose laughter still echoes in your memory. A friend who gave you advice that continues to guide you. A partner whose love still shapes the way you love others. They may be gone, but they are not absent. One of the greatest misunderstandings about grief is that we must move on. But Buddhism teaches us not to move on, but to move forward, carrying the love, the lessons, the essence of those we have lost. Have you ever noticed how certain smells, songs, or even phrases bring someone back to life? If only for a moment. That is their presence lingering in you, reminding you that love is not bound by the physical world. Grief is painful, yes, but it is also a testament to the depth of our love. The greater the love, the deeper the loss. Yet rather than wishing the pain away, we can transform it into gratitude. Instead of focusing on what we have lost, we can cherish what we were given. Aging means witnessing more loss, but it also means having had the privilege to love deeply, to form connections that matter, and to carry forward the spirit of those who touched our lives. So, when you feel the weight of loss pressing on your heart, remember, love never dies. It flows through you, through your actions, through the kindness you offer to the world. As long as you keep loving, those who have passed remain a part of you, and in that, they are never truly gone. Final thoughts. Embrace aging with grace. Aging is not a punishment. It is a privilege. Every year, Every wrinkle, every grey hair is a mark of the life you have lived, the lessons you have learned, and the love you have shared. Too often, society teaches us to fear aging, to resist it at all costs, as if growing older is something to be ashamed of. But Buddhism teaches otherwise. Aging is not the enemy. Fear is. When we resist change, we suffer. When we cling to youth, we lose sight of the gifts that come with age, wisdom, patience, a deeper appreciation for the present moment. The more we fight the inevitable, the more we fill our hearts with frustration and regret. But the moment we surrender to life's natural flow, we unlock a profound peace. We see that aging is not something being taken away from us, but something being given. So, my dear friend, what will you do with these truths? Will you fight against time, or will you embrace it with an open heart? Will you dwell in the past, longing for what once was, or will you celebrate what still is? The choice is yours. But if you choose acceptance, if you choose gratitude, then you will discover that aging is not an end. It is a new beginning. Carry these lessons with you. Walk this path, not with fear, but with grace. Find joy in the wisdom you have gained. Share your stories. Laugh freely. Love deeply. Live fully. If this message spoke to you, I invite you to share your thoughts in the comments. Let's walk this journey of wisdom together. And if you found value in this, don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more insights on embracing life with peace, purpose, and mindfulness. Aging is not the closing of a book. It is simply the turning of a page and the next chapter. It's yours to write.
If you drink water first thing in the morning, you need to see this. What will age you the fastest?